hear what it says in the papers again, is Ronan Kelly.
The hospital's crisis is still being extensively covered in the papers this morning, along with the government's tax surplus. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Independent devote several inside pages to the overcrowding in hospitals. The Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News both have as their front page stories the news that the ambulance service in the north is investigating the deaths of 8 people to see if they died because of delayed response times. One emergency nurse told the Belfast Telegraph that some people are spending so much time in A&E they're getting bed sores. She said that some patients are being brought into storerooms to be given private examinations and that trying to carry out personal care in private was like human Tetris. A couple of interesting juxtapositions of photos and news stories on the front pages today. The Irish Times lead story on the top left of the front page is about Health Minister Stephen Donnelly clashing with some doctors over working at weekends. While if you look at the right, to the right of that, you see a picture of Ministers Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath smiling broadly. They're at a press briefing to announce the 2022 Exchequer surplus. The Irish Independent has two stories on the surplus. One says that the Exchequer returns prompt calls to extend the cost of living supports. Beside that, the headline over an analysis by Sarah Collins tells us that with its unexpected 5 billion euro tax boon, the government is going to stash, not splash. Turn over a couple of pages and the Irish Independent reports that over 6,000 people have had home carers approved for them. These are disabled, those with dementia or elderly. And although they've been approved, because of the lack of staff, the paper says, they have yet to have anyone call to the door. An attack on two politicians at a public meeting last night is covered on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror and inside the Irish Daily Star. The headline in the Star is "Bag of Feces Thrown at TD." The paper says that Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt tweeted that two bags of excrement were thrown at a meeting, one at her and one at a government colleague. The Star quotes TD John Lahart as saying the assault was disgusting and unacceptable. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is in the news this morning because of a very specific EU policy, that to do with the protection of wolves. The Irish Independent says she's asked officials to carry out an analysis of the dangers of wolves after reports of increased attacks on animals in Germany. One of those animals was Ursula von der Leyen's own pony, a 30-year-old pet named Dolly, which was killed by a wolf last September. In the Irish Daily Mail, she's quoted as saying her family was horribly distressed at the attack. The other front page juxtaposition of a news story and a photo is in the Irish Independent. The news story is about the return to school and the flu crisis, while the photo shows a man not returning to school. Former principal and new Meath manager Colm O'Rourke is pictured on the sideline at a match in Carlow last night. And a sports photo provides a striking image on the front page of the Examiner. Owen Noonan's picture shows 5 players from Cork and Kerry at Parky Rin last night, and they're about to pounce on the ball. The background is dark, the floodlighting is throwing sharp shadows, and the players' faces and bodies are frozen in concentrated effort. It could be a medieval tableau, a Caravaggio. And the Irish Daily Mirror has a spread on new gadgets that have just been launched. As well as an eyebrow printer and a gizmo that brushes your teeth in 10 seconds, the Mirror says that one company has launched a baby translator. This machine analyses babies' cries to tell you exactly what they're crying for.